Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's the late, great Tom Petty, and the Mindbenders bringing us back. Not Mindbender, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, that's what it is, right? I'm glad you're here. 17 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. John Horvat is our guest. John Horvat II is a scholar, researcher, author of Return to Order, also Lighting the Way, co-authored that. A great thinker, a great a philosophical thinker, and we're glad he joins us on the show on a regular basis. John, thanks again for being here.
Great to be here.
One of my Brain Trust members is Dr. Arki Chankute, who wrote a book called Built on Trust. And he talks about when you see a breakdown of trust, the byproduct of that is an us versus them scenario. That if you lose trust, you create us versus them. What do you think?
Yeah, you do. But at the same time, I think there are us versus them situations out there, and I think we're in one of those.
There's a trust factor in there somewhere that must be, I think, but it probably doesn't look like what we think of as trust, right?
Right. No, the trust definitely, it helps us have a civil discourse and helps us deal with those, you know, very divisive issues that are out there. And when that is lost, yeah, you get into those us versus them situations. And, you know, that you somehow have to recover that trust. There's no real way to get out of it. Otherwise, we will just, you know, it goes toward a civil war.
So here's the trust part to me. You and I have different opinions, but I trust you to be tolerant of me. You trust me to be tolerant of you. We trust each other, even though we may disagree, even though we may not reconcile our differences. We trust each other at the end of it to disagree, but to still be civil to each other. And if we liked each other before we got started discussing it, we would feel the same way afterwards. We wouldn't let an issue cause us to be uncivil to each other. Isn't that what trust is, where trust plays into this? And isn't that what's lost?
Definitely it's lost, yeah. And, you know, I think trust presupposes certain fundamentals. And when those fundamentals are destroyed, you know, there you enter into friction. Mm-hmm. You know, you have to say, well, trust has to say, well, logic exists, you know. We're debating. We have to follow certain points of logic, or that there are some notions of good and evil, or bad and bad and good that are universally recognized. You don't lie. You don't steal.
Right.
You don't do
right.
all these kind of things. You know, and those are fundamental. They're foundational in any type.
And
of
if you're caught in an untruth, whether you either were misinformed or whatever, you don't try to verbal tank someone, because you know rather than say, you know what, you're right, that's not accurate.
I'm wrong. Yeah,
if something actually
right, yeah.
is wrong, and this is where I keep coming back to, where if you're going to have a discussion with someone, shouldn't the rules of the game be, okay, this needs to be founded in reason, logic, mm-hmm. values, and some kind of math. Right? I mean, the math needs to add up. It needs, and natural law. I also think natural law is something that's often missed in a lot of arguments that we have these days. I think that the more technological we become, we start to eschew the power and the impact and the import of natural law. What do you think?
Oh, yeah. No. Yeah. And natural law is so very, very important, because it's written on our nature. You know, it's not something we're proposing that goes against who
we are.
We're
natural law walking around. We're monuments to natural law walking around, aren't we?
We are, yeah, exactly. I mean, you can't get around it. I mean, it's valid for all people, all times, and all places. It's those rules, those basic rules that allow society to happen, and that's what we're missing.
Well, and that's the thing that I, you know, when I wrote my last book is I could tell that what was happening is we're entering a time when the ethics, the trust that we've known for 10,000 years is being obscured by the pace of our world.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, your book, you talk about times when there were paradigm shifts.
Yeah.
And that's what we're seeing today, a paradigm shift. And, you know, how we react to that is very important one way or the other. It could lead to, you know, prosperity on one end, or just a very sad and tragic situation on the other.
And we're not helping ourselves get to a good result that you just described if we can't start out, if we don't begin with being able to discuss things among ourselves. And intellectual honesty, isn't that something that we're losing right now? I keep talking about that. Intellectual honesty, where in my opinion, if we're intellectually honest, you could say, okay, today I take your side, you take my side.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
Well, I mean, if you're intellectually honest, you have to believe in what you're doing, but, you know, you have to have that saying, well, but I mean, you have to have that kind of flexibility to deal mm-hmm. with
everything. You know. Everything you say, if I completely disagree with you on a subject, everything you say about that is not incorrect. There's some element of truth in what you say, in what I say. We have to find that and build on that, it seems to me. I need your website, John.
ReturnToOrder.org. ReturnToOrder.org.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.